Messaging around the nation's economic recovery is shifting.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell has said that the Fed is going to continue to use all the tools at its disposal to support the economy. The Trump administration is starting to sound a little bit different note, saying that they want to wait and see how all of this money that Congress has authorized for them to pump out into the economy, you know, the effect that that's having.
We'll have more insights on today's testimony from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. It's Tuesday, May 19th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Here's what's news. China is pushing back against the Trump administration's claims that Beijing hasn't been fully transparent about the coronavirus pandemic. That's after President Trump threatened to permanently cut off funding to the World Health Organization and revoke U.S. membership. In a letter to the WHO's director general yesterday, Trump said the organization showed, quote, alarming lack of independence from Beijing, and called its response to the pandemic inadequate. Walmart is among the few retailers reporting a surge in sales during the pandemic. The company said comparable sales rose 10% in the quarter that ended on May 1st. The nation's largest retailer says e-commerce sales soared 74% amid increased demand for home delivery and grocery pickups. Walmart says it absorbed about $900 million in cost related to the pandemic, including raising wages for warehouse workers and giving bonuses to its in-store staff. Do-it-yourself home improvements are also boosting sales. Home Depot reported a 7.5% uptick in U.S. sales in the last quarter. But Home Depot's stock dropped 3% today because of weaker reported profits. Expenses were up after the company increased wages and benefits for workers. Santander Consumer USA, one of the nation's largest lenders of subprime auto loans, has reached a $550 million settlement with nearly three dozen states over claims of predatory lending. The settlement resolves charges that Santander made loans borrowers couldn't afford to pay. It includes $65 million in restitution for consumers and $433 million in loan forgiveness. Coming up after the break, we'll have more on testimony before a Senate panel by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin spoke before the Senate Banking Committee today on the economic response to the pandemic. In his opening statement, Powell addressed the toll the pandemic has taken on Americans.
Well, more than 20 million people have lost their jobs, and recent Fed research shows that what others have also found, that people earning less are the ones being hardest hit. This reversal of economic fortune has caused a level of pain that is hard to capture in words, as lives are upended amid great uncertainty about the future.
Mnuchin says he's prepared to provide more money and take more risk on lending programs the Federal Reserve's created to combat the pandemic. He also spoke about efforts to get people back to work safely.
As we listen to medical experts, we are optimistic about the progress being made on vaccines, antiviral therapies, and testing. Working closely with the governors, we are beginning to open the economy in a way that minimizes risk to workers and customers. We expect economic conditions to improve in the third and fourth quarter and into next year.
Joining me now with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Kate Davidson. So, Kate, before we get into today's testimony, let's recap the actions taken by the Treasury and the Federal Reserve to shore up the economy so far. Somewhat different approaches here, right?
Sure, that's right. You know, the Fed and Treasury have been working pretty closely together on some of these emergency actions that they've taken so far. You know, the Fed has come in and either revived or created some new emergency lending programs to essentially try to provide liquidity to the economy for big businesses and setting up some new programs for mid-sized firms and states and municipalities. What the Treasury is doing on that front is they're providing the upfront capital to basically offset any losses that the Fed might take on those lending programs. And the Fed has also, you know, lowered interest rates to near zero. They're buying a bunch of bonds. That's obviously very much a central bank operation. And on the Treasury front, separate from their coordination with the Fed, they're overseeing the development of the small business lending program. They've sent out billions of dollars in stimulus checks. So there's a whole raft of measures that they're doing. You know, the messaging perhaps is shifting a little bit now. You know, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell has said that the Fed is going to continue to use all the tools at its disposal to support the economy. The Trump administration is starting to sound a little bit different, a note saying that they want to wait and see how all of this money that Congress has authorized for them to pump out into the economy, you know, the effect that that's having.
There's also been a lot of discussion about the limitations of these efforts and whether they're being too restrictive for those who need financial aid the most. Were Powell and Mnuchin asked about that by lawmakers today?
Yes. So the focus of the hearing was really about kind of the first programs that I mentioned, the ones that Treasury and the Fed are working on together. And Congress authorized about $454 billion for the Treasury to support these lending programs. Now, a big question here is whether the Treasury was going to be willing to tolerate, you know, losses, like sort of losing, essentially, if they're willing to lose that money that Congress had provided. And the reason that's important is because that can kind of dictate, you know, how broadly the programs are going to be structured, whether riskier borrowers are going to be able to access this money. And there's an argument to be made that you should make them, you know, as broad as possible so that more people can get help, more people and businesses who need it. So, you know, some folks are concerned that, you know, maybe Treasury was being too restrictive and that the money might not get to those who need it. And Mnuchin basically said, no, Treasury is absolutely willing to take losses. In other words, yes, we realize that there are, you know, risky borrowers who need help, and we're prepared to extend that help.
At the same time, as you say, lawmakers and officials are including restrictions here to make sure the programs aren't abused.
Right. It was an interesting sort of contrast, and it kind of highlighted the tension here with these lending programs. So as you just said, you know, on the one hand, you had people concerned that they were not going to be broad enough. Others, for example, Senator Elizabeth Warren was worried that the programs should come with some more restrictions. For example, you know, limits on executive compensation for the leaders of these companies, management of these companies that are seeking money from the government. And their argument is, you know, these are taxpayer dollars. Companies shouldn't be allowed to use it to give bonuses, for example. And those are restrictions that Congress decided to impose on some other assistance programs, for example, loans to airlines. That stuff is in place. And Secretary Mnuchin essentially said, you know, if Congress wanted to impose those restrictions, they would have done it. That's not what was agreed to. And so it's really not on the Treasury to impose those restrictions.
On the Fed's end, we're also still waiting for some of their programs to get up and running. Did Jerome Powell provide any updates there?
Yes. So sort of these two big programs that really were mentioned in the CARES Act, was the programs that Congress really wanted the Fed to set up, this they're calling the Main Street Liquidity Facility, and also there's a facility for states and municipalities. He said that those should be launched by the end of the month or possibly early June. So very soon, the Fed has been working to get kind of these facilities can take a long time. There's a lot of technical requirements to set up. So they're almost ready to go, and they should be, you know, able to start guaranteeing loans that banks are making as part of those programs very soon.
What other concerns did lawmakers express today?
Lawmakers asked a lot of questions about that small business lending program. It wasn't the exact focus of the hearing. You know, this hearing is something that the Secretary of the Treasury and the Fed Chairman are going to have to be doing quarterly now to talk about this $500 billion that they received for these Fed facilities. Separate from that, however, senators asked a lot of questions about how the Treasury is overseeing the distribution of these funds to small businesses. There have been some delays there. There have been some reports about big companies getting money. And so the secretary kind of addressed a bunch of questions on that. They also asked a lot about aid for states and kind of pressing the Fed chairman and the Treasury secretary to say whether, you know, additional aid to states is going to be appropriate to help prevent long-term economic damage if this downturn from the pandemic persists, you know, through the year, possibly into next year.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Kate Davidson. And finally, you wouldn't normally expect a cookie to benefit from something said by the President of the United States. But Wall Street Journal heard on the street editor Spencer Jacobs says it has, twice now.
On Monday afternoon, President Trump surprised a lot of people by saying that he has been taking the drug hydroxychloroquine, which is mainly intended for treating malaria, because he believes that it will prevent him from getting coronavirus. A lot of people went out and Googled the drug, often misspelling it, and what a lot of them came up with was Hydrox. Hydrox is a cookie. Actually, predates Oreos, but looks and tastes a lot like it. They were introduced in 1908. but they were discontinued in 2003, probably because they're called Hydrox and not Oreos. Back in 2015, though, then-candidate Trump said that he would be boycotting Oreos because Nabisco, which makes them, was moving a bunch of jobs to Mexico, and there was a brief boycott Oreos movement. That's the same year that a company called Leaf Brands reintroduced Hydrox cookies, and they're still available. They saw a spike in search activity on Monday afternoon, and one of the main questions on the Amazon page where you can order them is, will these cookies make America great again? It's tough to say, but they definitely are gaining some fame again because of President Donald Trump.
And that's what's news for this Tuesday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.